It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Our next segment definitely falls into the category of what the kids are up to these days, and by kids we mean kids, grown-ups, and lots of people in between.
Video games get a lot of heat sometimes for allegedly turning players into mindless zombies, but our next guest says the game Minecraft is one of the most creative video games ever made.
Aaron Yanda is with us here in the studio. He's the creator of the popular web series Chad Vader and runs Game Society Films, a humorous gaming review channel on YouTube. Aaron, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So if you're into video games, you know, you probably already know all about the Minecraft phenomenon. But if you don't, Aaron, start us off by telling us what Minecraft is.
Well, it's a lot of things, but the simple version is it has a retro feel. It's a video game where you take blocks and you mine them, and then you can build things or you can have adventures. It's kind of up to you. It has a lot of flexibility.
And you call this a real creativity-boosting video game, maybe the most creative ever made. Why?
I think because it's almost like, you know, an artist has their tools, and in this video game, you can use these blocks as your tools, and you can build whatever you want, whatever you can imagine. You can build things from popular culture, from books. People do this all the time.
What are some of the crazy things people have built?
One of the coolest things I've seen, being a Game of Thrones fan, they've remade everything in Game of Thrones, but one of the coolest things is King's Landing, just made in incredible detail. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people spent a lot of time doing that. Harry Potter I've seen. One of the cooler things that I found recently was someone built a computer in Minecraft, like a simple functioning computer in a computer.
You sent that to me today.
Yes.
and I watched it and I turned to Rob and said, I don't get it. How does it work?
It's
kind of mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing. It's sort of confusing, but I mean, so, you know, you can do anything. So, like, obviously someone who's extremely brilliant made this computer in the game, and I have no idea what that means. It could mean anything, but I was just amazed by that. But I mean, obviously, you can work with other people in concert, like making things in the game, or you can just play the game by yourself. You can, you know, fight the monsters. There are zombies in the game, and build yourself a shelter and just try to, you know, keep the monsters out at night when they come out to try to get you.
So a weird thing about this game and about its success, it seems like the holy grail in video games is the awesomest, most detailed graphics, the most beautiful images, and that is what Minecraft is not. Talk about what the game looks like.
It has these sort of low-res blocks that make it look like an older video game. Mm-hmm. But that's really what gives it its charm. And so what's kind of neat is when people take those blocks and they make really amazingly visual, complex things that you just wouldn't expect to see in the game, and then sometimes they don't. I mean, you can build rail systems, you can build all these things, or you can just play it in a simple way, I know a lot of kids play it, so you don't have to, you know, do all this stuff, but you have the option. And so I think that brings a lot of different people from different areas into the game, and that's why it's so popular.
What do we know about the guy who built this thing?
His name is Marcus Notch Pearson. He's Swedish. I'm not exactly sure if that's how you pronounce his last name. I just call him Notch because I think that's what everybody calls him. So
it's like you don't win this. It's a sandbox. It's like you don't win playing with Legos, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, well, they put out an expansion recently where you can sort of win the game. You fight a dragon and you go on this adventure. But, you know, that's for people who want to do that. If you just want to, you know, make something that looks like a Frank Lloyd Wright house, you can do that. It's actually really easy. I have my own house in the game, kind of looks like a Frank Lloyd Wright house. So,
interesting.
Yes.
I'm sure Frank would be thrilled.
I think he would.
Well, one of the interesting aspects about this game is that it's moved beyond the game into kind of a cultural phenomenon. Today, our producer Chris Molina was pointing out that Minecraft Halloween costumes are really big this year with these big blocky heads. And there are lots of songs that people have done about Minecraft as well. This is one which is a knockoff of Katy Perry's song. This one is called Don't Mine at Night.
Don't mind at night. I know you're looking at that cave and you're feeling kind of brave. Go to bed, you'll be alright. Don't mind at night. There's nothing that is gonna change if you just wait.
So what happens at night, Aaron?
That is when the monsters come out. The creepers, the skeletons, the zombies. The creepers are the worst because when they get close to you, they explode and they blow up like wherever you're standing around. So if they get into your house and you've spent, you know, half a day creating this house, they can blow up, you know, half your house and you'll have to spend another day fixing everything.
The freaks come out at night, as the old song said. But you don't have to play it that way, right? If you don't want to have to deal with all the survival and you just want to make cool stuff, you can just say, no monsters, thank you.
Yeah, you can play it on creative mode. And so then there is no monsters, you can't die, and you can just do whatever you want. For example, you know, recreate the entire landscape of Game of Thrones. But one of the main things of the game is mining. And especially if you're playing it on Xbox, you do a lot of mining. And you're just kind of, you know, tapping away at the ground, collecting different types of resources. I liken it to... in Anna Karenina, which I don't know if you're familiar.
Yes. Are you about to make an Anna Karenina Minecraft analogy?
Yes, I am.
The book has inspired so many video games.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I bet the world of Anna Karenina is recreated in Minecraft. But, you know, when Levin is threshing the wheat, he gets into this meditative state. And I liken the mining in Minecraft to the same kind of thing. Of course, it's not in reality. But you're just, you know, you're going at the blocks. You keep mining and mining and mining. And it's kind of awesome.
I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
you.
That was beautiful.
And so is the game. It can be really relaxing as well as, like, creative and fun, etc.
I don't think I've gotten to the heights of artistry that you're talking about. I've tried to play it with my son, and every time I get eaten by a blob in 30 seconds, and I can't quite figure out how to make the leap. What if someone wants to play it? What do you suggest for taking your baby Minecraft steps?
Well, I would say if you don't want to get eaten right away, just play it on creative mode for a little bit. Practice mining. Get some resources, you know, build a couple of basic things, ask your kids how to build things.
Apparently.
and just start slow and have fun.
All right, excellent. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Aaron Yonda. He runs Game Society Films, a humorous gaming review channel on YouTube, and he's also the co-creator of the popular web series Chad Vader.